And now dictation for Lisa Brenke, B-R-E-N-K-E, February 1074, addresses a letter to Christina Downer, D-O-W-N-E-R, 775-6472. Dear Christina, a follow-up for Mrs. Brenke, IgA nephropathy advancement, a failure last visit in January. She complains of severe neck pain. She told me that she has T7 vertebral body abnormality, question compression fracture. Apparently, she has seen a neurosurgeon or orthopedic surgeon. They consider her a high risk of complications, including morbidity, mortality, or potentially paraplegic or quadriplegic. She is avoiding anti-inflammatory agents, says to be restricted on mobility, as well as problems of insomnia, is affecting her quality of life. Appetite is variable, weighed down a few pounds, no reported vomiting, isolated loose stools without bleeding, no infection in the urine, cloudiness or gross blood, stable edema, which is chronic, stable dyspnea, adrenaline or activity, but has not required any oxygen. Some cough is minor without purulent material hemoptysis, no chest pain, palpitation, pleurity, discomfort. Other review system is negative. She is taking care of a significant other boyfriend, which has some medical issues. They've been together 27 years. She has 20 dogs that she needs to take care of and unable to do it. Next paragraph, medication list review. I will highlight the phosphorus binders Renvela. Diabetes medications, beta blocker propranolol, a number of medications for her psychiatric problem, including Nurantin, Aripiprazole, A-R-I-P-I-P-R-A-Z-O-L-E, hydroxyzine, Remeron, oxcarbazepine, O-X-C-A-R-B-A-Z-E-P-I-N-E. Next paragraph, today, blood pressure 136 over 80 on the right side. Morbid obesity, weight 261. Lungs are completely clear, no arrhythmia, no pericardial rap, no abdominal tenderness, 4+ edema bilateral below the knees. She's able to walk without restricted, normal eye movement, normal speech. Next paragraph, chemistry in April, anemia 11.2, normal white blood cell platelets, creatinine 3.2, slowly progressive over time with a GFR of 17, which is a stage 4. A normal sodium potassium, mild metabolic acidosis of 21. Well-controlled phosphorus, 4.5. Normal calcium, albumin. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. IgA nephropathy, next number. CKD stage 4. Slowly progressive, no symptoms of uremia, no indication for dialysis. Next number, failed attempts of AV fistula bilateral upper extremities, given social situation at home, high risk of infection, peritonitis, also morbid obesity. Next number, hypertension, today well controlled. Next number, well control of phosphorus on diet and binders. Next number, anemia without external bleeding, has not required EPO treatment. Next number, proteinuria, hematuria in relation to IgA nephropathy. Next number, monitor secondary hyperparathyroidism. Next number, we will start dialysis for a GFR less than 15. Unfortunately, we will require a dialysis catheter as indicated above, failed AV fistula. She needs management of her psychiatric issues, chronic pain, insomnia. We are referring her back to your office for further adjustment of medications. Unfortunately, we cannot use anti-inflammatory agents. Continue chemotherapy in a regular basis. Come back on the next 4 months or so.